Hey there, welcome back. Well, here we are in the height of the beautiful fall season. And another summer has come and gone. Summer, the time for all of our vacations, sadly behind us. Oh, but wait, not for these two. Come on, let's go see what they're up to. Vacations are all about visiting destinations you enjoy, right? But what happens when it's someplace you really don't want to go? This week's episode, Vacationers. Mary Alice and I got married a long time ago, it seems like now. But back then, we couldn't afford much of a vacation. You know, quiet weekends now and then in her parents' cabin on the lake, and occasional getaways to the state capital, where they had, according to Mary Alice anyway, real restaurants, real museums, and of course, real theater. Oh, no, not movies. Theater. After the kids were raised, we started taking what Mary Alice called real vacations. Destinations like Florida. Oh, and I remember Hawaii. Oh, Hawaii. And the Caribbean. Even New York City. And no longer just a 3 or 4 day getaway. After we retired, 3 or 4 week excursions. That's what Mary Alice called them. 4 week excursions. Last year, for the first time, we went to Europe. Ireland. I spent most of my time in those wonderful Irish pubs. I can't tell you how many times I tipped a few pints or two with the locals. Effing and geeing with the lads. Though we went through many a foggy Irish evenings. Meanwhile, Mary Alice, of course, took in all the local art, the literature, and whatever else she called culture. Well, next month, Mary Alice says we're going to France. Oh, and get this, 5 weeks. 5 freaking weeks. She said it'll take that long for us, to see all the incredible art, museums, and of course, something she called cabaret. Whatever the hell that is. Now, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't mind seeing a couple of nice pictures, or paintings, I guess, at the Louvre. Maybe. Even a couple of Jerry Lewis movies. I heard they love him over there. That qualifies for theater, doesn't it? But look, I'm a beer drinker, a regular Joe six-pack. How am I, a veteran of Irish pubs, supposed to spend 5 long weeks chugging Chardonnays, sipping Sauvignons, or belting Beaujolais? Just give me a liter of lager or a cold Pilsner, and I'm happy. I lobbied hard, damn hard, for Germany. Oh, yes, the Hofbräuhaus. But Mary Alice, she wasn't having it. Drinking beer up at Tilly's with the boys one Friday night, it hit me. Maybe I couldn't talk her out of France, but maybe, just maybe, I could convince her that a week, maybe two, would be long enough. Hey, Mayor, you see this in the paper? I said one Saturday morning as we sat at the kitchen table. She had brochures and guides and translation dictionaries spread out next to her coffee and bagel. Neighborhoods all covered up with burglaries again. Says here that crime's on the rise all over the city. Leaving our porch light on while we're in France will be an open invitation for all those burglars. Maybe we shouldn't stay so long. She didn't budge. So I tried one of my reserve strategies. You know, Mayor, I don't trust our old plumbing so much anymore. Bathroom tub still leaking upstairs. Who knows what else could happen in 5 weeks? Still, nothing. Just squinted at a brochure. Okay, I had it. This one will get her. Mayor, you remember the last time we boarded Fifi at the kennel? And all the fleas that she came home with? And how lonely the poor little thing was? And that was just 1 week when we went to visit your mother. Nothing. big fat strikeout. Okay, one last shot. You know, Mayor, in 5 weeks, the lawn's going to go crazy. Weeds will be as tall as little Bobby. He's the neighbor's kid. Ah, wait a minute. That one got her. Finally, she looked up. She had a most curious expression. Damn it, Frank, you're making way too big a deal about this. She grabbed her bagel and walked away. Good night, Frank, Mary Alice said a week later as she pulled on her blindfold. Go to sleep now. We got to get up at 4:30. Flight's at 6. I shot up from a dead sleep in panic. I heard our back door slam. Immediately, I thought about all those home break-ins on the rise. I ran to the window and looked out, just in time to see Mary Alice drive off to the airport.